If you will maximize grace, the first thing the Holy Spirit begins to touch is your desire. Your desire. He works on your longings. He works on your cravings. He works on your appetites. Anowa, don't let anything kill your desire for God. Hey, Elevuna, help me, daddy, help me now. Bro, don't lose. I don't know the words to use. I was telling you during the 10 hours, it's not easy to restore spiritual fire. Holy Ghost, help me. Spiritual fire is the easiest thing to quench. It will just die. It will just die. You that used to, you can't leave your house without reading 4 chapters of the Bible. You will just find out that it has died. And you know the funny thing about spiritual fire? Nobody will know that it has died. You will still be looking like you are like sliced bread. Not knowing that you have become puff. You are like bones. You have lost the very thing that makes you attractive. You are finished. Nobody will know. Teofilo Sunday has a song. He said, "Where did my hunger go? What happened to my thirst? Though I still speak in tongues and minister before men, yet my secret place is weary and dry." The Holy Ghost is the one that keeps putting firewood in your fire. Putting firewood in your fire. When you are discouraged, he's that voice of comfort that comes to whisper, "Weeping may endure for a night. Kesena, keep going." It may look like your mates have everything and you have nothing, but he that has Jesus, Jesus is a great treasure. That's when the Holy Ghost will begin to remind you, "Don't you know that man that found a great field, and in that field there was a treasure inside?" The Bible says he went and sold all that he had. The Holy Ghost will begin to tell you, "You may not have money, but you have me. You have me." Those are the times that you will be praying. Tears will be, "Oh, menekae." Satan will think you are crying because he's afflicting you. He will not know that you are crying the cry of a warrior. Warriors weep too, but they do not faint in battle. Yes, they don't faint. They weep, but they fight. They know they are not permitted to fall until the war is finished. Nothing, nothing. That's how you maximize grace. You keep your desire raging. You keep it raging. If your walk with God is true, dear brother, that desire is supposed to be increasing on a daily basis. Mavis, desire is not supposed to meet you the way he found you yesterday. When desire takes over you like an armed man, you will find that it grows, it burns. When you try to explain it to people, you don't have the words, because it's not a fire that you lit by your emotions. It's a fire that the Holy Ghost put within your heart. That's what Jeremiah meant when he said, "I want to close my mouth, but your words are like fire. Shut up in my bones." My brother, that's why some of these people could die for Jesus. Their desire to see God was greater than their desire to live. So if you were threatening them that you want to take life away from them, they laughed. You were doing them a favor. "You kill me quickly, I go home quickly. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." So you couldn't threaten them with death. Because there was a hunger greater than the things of this realm. Bro, don't become a slave to the way they are preaching prosperity gospel in your generation. Don't become a slave to your desire for success that it kills your love for God, kills your hunger for his presence. Hey, Some of you now, you can't recognize yourself anymore. You were not like this before. You can't recognize yourself again. Dry, empty. You used to pass by sinners and you will go home and lie down. You didn't care about beans or rice, about the quality of your shoe or your dress. But now you are overwhelmed because one of your classmates that you graduated together got a job and traveled abroad. And now you have begun to measure yourself with the wrong indices. There's nothing wrong with getting a job and traveling abroad. Remember, in this race, your competition is not your brother. I need to ask a young lady tonight. There's a particular young lady I'm speaking to here. Where did your hunger go? What happened to your thirst? What happened to you? How did you become this thing that you are looking like now? How did you become it? How? What were you doing that Satan crept in almost unnoticed and stole the most important thing in your life?